Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Mashilin Pirot Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov Avalo B'Shabbos. One can lower produce through a skylight on your roof on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. The case here is where, let's say you have fruit dried out, drying up on the roof, and you're worried that it's going to rain and it's going to get ruined. And so the question is whether you're allowed to go through the trouble of moving the peirot through the skylight on Yom Tov so it doesn't get ruined. So the Mishnah says you could do it on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. It's considered a tircha, but not such a great tircha because you're lowering it through a skylight and the roof. You just kind of have to. You could just kind of push it through. It might be a difference, for example, if it's a window, you have to lift it and put it through the window on the side of a house. But this is case is not considered so much of a tircha, but it is considered enough of a tircha that on Shabbos it's considered aser. Mechasen peirot bekelev mnei adelef. You may cover up produce with cloth to guard it against dripping water. And also pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil you could also cover up for this purpose. Again, you're worried about financial loss and you don't want it to, let's say there's a leak, and you don't want everything to get ruined, so you're allowed to take covers and put it cloth covers and put it over the different items so they don't get ruined. Avinotin kli tachat adelef b'Shabbos, and one can put a utensil like a bucket underneath dripping water on Shabbos. So Chazal actually explains that this is not all dripping water, but this is dripping water that would considered to be able to be usable for drinking or washing. But if it's completely unfit, then there might be an issue of rooting the kli in that place. And being bitul kli mi'chano, taking the kli away from its availability, since it would be considered muksa once the water starts dripping into it. But here, regardless, we're talking about being able to put a kli underneath water, usable water, a leak on Shabbos. Perek Hey Mishnah Bet. Kol shayavin alav mishum shvut. Any activity that one is obligated to refrain from because of shvut, because of a rabbinical prohibition, mishum reshut, again because of rabbinical prohibition, but these are items, are things that one might think that one could do otherwise because they involve some aspect of a mitzvah, but not a full mitzvah, meaning that they have something that resembles a mitzvah, and the Mishnah will describe further by giving examples. Mishum mitzvah, or because of a mitzvah mamish, all these things, b'Shabbos chayavin alav b'yom tov, that the shvut the issue of the rabbinic prohibition applies equally on both Shabbos and also on Yom Tov. Ve'ilu hein mishum shvut, and these are the examples which the Mishnah gives with which regard to a rabbinic prohibition. Lo olim ba'ilan, you're not allowed to climb on a tree, again because you're worried about breaking one of the branches. Below rochven al gavi behema, you're not allowed to ride on an animal because you're worried about a person cutting off a branch and using it to whip the animal to make it go faster. Below shatan al pnei amayim, you're not allowed to swim in water because you're worried about someone making some sort of a raft or some sort of and this would construction would be considered a violation of Shabbos. And therefore, there's a gzera. V'lo metapchin, and you're not allowed to clap your hands. V'lo mesapchin, v'lo meraktin. You're not allowed to slap your thighs or dance. Here, we're worried about somebody being led to repair musical instruments and therefore violate Shabbos. And so, because we're worried about someone violating repairing musical instruments, you're not allowed to clap, slap your thighs, or dance. Now, again, this is from this Mishnah. We're not talking about what the general practice is nowadays, which is a little bit more complicated. And these are the things which have some aspect or are non-mandatory, but they have some aspect of a mitzvah in them. Lo danin, you're not allowed to make a din Torah. Velo mekadshin, danin, you're not allowed to judge a din Torah. Velo mekadshin, and you're not allowed to perform kedushin. V'lo choltzin, v'lo yabnin, you're not allowed to perform chalitza or yibum. Now, chalitza yibam is in a case where your brother's wife died childless. Here, the reason why it's not considered considered reshut and not mitzvah mamish is because we're talking about a case, for example, where you have an older brother, so you're not the one that's primarily obligated to have to do this. So even though it's considered a mitzvah to some extent, you're not allowed to do it because of the reshus, even because, you know, and it's in this list because of the reshus aspect of it. All these things are not allowed because you're worried that a person is going to essentially write the things down. Like, for example, make a shtar chalitza, or write down the din Torah. So these things are considered prohibited to do on both Shabbos and Yom Tov. And these are things which are also prohibited on Shabbos Yom Tov, but have a specific mitzvah aspect of them. Lo makdishin, not allowed to make something hektish, set it aside for temple use. Lo marichin, and you're not allowed to make a vow of erchin, where you sort of pledge the value of yourself or of others to the Beit HaMikdash. Lo magbian truma umaiser, you're not allowed to separate Trumot and Maisot, because that's considered being metaking the food. All these things, even though they involve a mitzvah, again, you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kol elu b'Yom Tov amru. Actually, all these things the Mishnah says were said specifically by Yom Tov, but kavachomer b'Shabbos. So once they're said and prohibited by Yom Tov, then certainly they would be prohibited on Shabbos, which is considered more chamor. And then the Mishnah goes ahead and articulates a general rule. Ein bin Yom Tov l'Shabbos elo ochol nefesh bovad. The only difference in the halachot between Shabbos and Yom Tov are those that specifically have to do with ochol nefesh. So we learned earlier in the Masechta that there's actually a machloket, and the Mefarshim say that this is going according to Beit Shammai, who said that that this is the primary distinction. Rabbi Tilla would say that included in the things that are matir on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos would include those things that are, for example, mitoch, that once they're already mutter through the heter ochel nefesh, they're mutter for other purposes as well.